Individuals are not mere economic agents. They are the backbone of our communities, essential for growth and social stability. However, despite their critical contributions, they face immense challenges that threaten their livelihoods, including the unintended consequences of politically motivated sanctions and anti-Semitic boycotts. While these restrictive measures are often intended to achieve specific political objectives, their impact on international trade and development is profound, frequently disrupting the vital supply chain upon which these entrepreneurs depend. For small-scale farmers and business owners, a fractured supply chain not only means financial hardship, it undermines the very foundation of fair trade, leading to lost labor, wasted resources, and an exacerbation of poverty and inequality across entire communities. For these entrepreneurs, such disruptions strike at the very heart of economic stability and resilience. It is therefore imperative that we address the impact of these restrictive measures on marginalized communities within the broader framework of international trade and development, upholding the apolitical nature of entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs should be safeguarded from undue political and legal constraints, ensuring that their rights and dignity remain intact amidst conflicts and disputes. In doing so, we advocate for the establishment of a new mandate for a special rapporteur on the rights of entrepreneurs. By preserving the apolitical status of entrepreneurs within international trade, we can contribute to fostering a fair and impartial economy where entrepreneurship serves as a universal pathway to combating poverty and achieving social equity, ultimately promoting sustainable development. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And the floor goes to the representative of Green and Better World.
Stumbled a few times, but...
Trade is undeniably a